If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through the Easter season and enter into the third week of Easter. Let us be filled with your faith, let us be filled with your spirit, and let us glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, people are listening to this through the radio program and online in different parts of the world, but if you happen to be in the Boston area listening on the radio, or if you are listening by podcast, then you know that we are today celebrating two things, Patriots Day, and also you're celebrating the Boston Marathon, and that's two things that are happening. First of all, Patriots Day, and I think it still goes on, in Lexington and Concord, they reenact the Battle of Lexington and Concord, with the shot heard round the world, if you know that. And so that's one of the things that goes on this morning. There's also the repeat of Paul Revere's ride. And finally, obviously, the Boston Marathon. So people may be listening to this program as they're preparing for one of these three things. And you may be listening to it later on in the day, having already experienced one of these three things, or more concerned with doing your taxes today. Because for those of us in the United States who do not live in Massachusetts, today is tax day. Massachusetts, it is tomorrow. So we got all that going on today. So anyway, today we're looking at the story of Saint Stephen. And this is the powerful story. It comes from the sixth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And again, we have to go back to the whole scene. And we have to understand that Christianity is building up, growing. At this point, it's not even called Christianity, but it is growing. And a lot of people are afraid that this is turning into a blasphemous sect, and because they don't fully understand it, they don't know it, and all of a sudden they see that these people are following this man named Jesus of Nazareth, and they have great concerns of what's going on. And so they want to put an end to it, and therefore we see this reality of Stephen, who is speaking of the Lord and telling people of the Lord, and says he's full of grace and power. By the way, I've been using the New Revised Standard Version. The version that you will hear in church is the New American Bible Revised Edition, but I'm using, and I don't quote the Bible because I'm kind of describing it. But what I'm using as a source is the New Revised Standard Version. In any case, so Stephen is now just filled with the Holy Spirit, and he starts speaking out. And you have these people who are afraid. Now, last week, we looked at the case of the man who said, just let it go. Just let it go. And if it's not of God, it'll eventually fall apart. And if it is of God, you're not going to stop it. But the word hasn't reached across the board of how to do these things. And so you have all these people who are now deeply afraid. And that's one of the key things there. Deeply afraid that this sect will grow and it'll have a tremendous effect on Jewish liturgical life, Jewish life, and Jewish relationship with the Romans. So they want to stop it, and obviously they take some very serious actions. So we're looking at this reading today, and we're seeing in this reading this powerful action that people are now gathering around Stephen. And when they're gathering around him, of course, tomorrow we're going to see what happens to it. But when they're gathering around him, because this fear, this anger, all these thoughts are coming into their mind and they're trying to reflect on this. Now, this brings us something to reflect upon, and we're going to look more at it tomorrow. What did I just tell you? Their fears, their angers, their different thoughts. So what would you call that? Their passions are being raised over what's happening with Stephen, because there's a lot of things that they are afraid of with the rise of Christianity. Now, I want you to understand something about our Catholic faith. And we believe in faith and reason. So what we believe, and we can look at a whole history of people who are Catholic or not, who are even may have even known Christ because they existed before Christ, would understand that you have these two sides of us. You have the passion side, and you have the reason side. And what's happening here is you get all the passions, all the fears, all the anger. Everyone's getting all upset. They want to put an end to this, what they consider a sect. They're afraid of the reaction of the Romans. They're afraid of what's going on with their faith. And so you're seeing a lot of that come together. Now, in that reaction, what you're also seeing is that they have that fear, and Stephen is in the midst of that, and he is focused on the Lord. So it may give us something for us to look at, because what happens when people get lost in that fear, get lost in that anger? They lose a sense of the right way to think, and then they get lost in things. And that's what you see when you see groupthink, or you see crowds that start going off and everything else, because they've lost a sense of the reason and they're lost in their passions, which is what we see here. And the passions would be, again, the fear, the anger, and all of that stuff coming together. And so in light of that, they see all of this coming together. It's all, and they're reacting to it, and this is what we're going to see. Now, we're going to see more of that tomorrow. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Well, I want you to keep in mind that we're looking for people to help us with our program. If you or someone you know would like to support our program, either through a sponsorship or through underwriting, please let us know. Right now it's supported by the parish, which is good, but we want to help the parish. And so if you'd consider doing that, if you want to talk about a sponsorship, if you want to talk about underwriting, we can talk. Leave a message for us at our parish website, or actually our radio program website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can send a message. You can also send a message to us through SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And if you would do that, and let us know if you'd like to support the program. Of course, you know the most important support you can give to us is prayer. And the other thing you can do to support the program is to come to Mass on Sunday. So please consider both of those things. If you'd like to leave a message on the radio show phone line, it is 617-297-7452. That's 617-297-7452. So again, we're looking at this powerful story to hear about Stephen. And Stephen is now excited and filled with the Holy Spirit, but that's angering people. It's just stirring up the anger. And we're going to see what happens with that tomorrow. But it brings us back to, remember, our faith is always got to be based on faith and reason, not faith or reason. And as I like to say, if you want to look at extremes, faith without reason leads us to the Inquisition. Reason without faith leads us to the Holocaust. So keeping that in mind, and so understanding that having faith and reason is important, and we see that. And so we're playing an extremely important role as people of faith, especially we're living in this time where there are cultural leaders trying to do everything they can to eliminate the faith from the social network and the social world. But we're standing there because we represent faith and reason working together. And so our reason includes the aspects of faith. But we want to bring that up so that we can understand something that Plato taught, and of course many others did as well, but that Plato had the image of two horses. So one was all the passions, one horse, and the other horse was all the ration, the reason and ration. And the driver of the two horses, remember obviously this is millennia before cars, had to control the two horses. And that was the understanding, to have that good balance between the two. But when people lose a sense of the reason and they get lost in their passions, things get totally out of control. And that's one of the things that we've seen throughout the Old Testament. You see that whole story of people getting lost in this. So they turn from the Lord. They get frustrated with God and they turn from the Lord. What we're seeing here is a lot of fear and anger and trepidation and all of that coming together. And we're seeing that happening in our world right now as well. We're seeing that fear and trepidation about all the things going on in our world. And that's why our prayer is essential. We have to be rooted in prayer. We have to be rooted in praying, because that allows us to be open to the Lord, to the word, Lord working in our life, and helps us to work better in reason, faith and reason, and working them both. We're going to talk more how this plays itself out tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.